Good morning. My guests this morning are Amy Holter and Dave Stair from Global Partners for Development. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Global Partners for Development has launched its Vineyards to Villages wine tour to continue, as you say here, turning Sonoma County wine into African water. Explain that to us.
Yeah, Global Partners has been in existence for about 30 years, working in the East African countries of Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda. And as some of your listeners may know, I spent most of my time in Sonoma County in the wine business at Dry Creek Vineyard. And there's a connection between winemaking and grape growing and African water. Both the wine industry needs water, a clean source of water for growing grapes and making wine. And in East Africa, villages desperately need a source of clean water to improve their overall health of the community. And hence we came up with the term Vineyards to Villages, turning Sonoma County wine into African water.
Right. So, what, Amy, what's going on now relative to the wine tour, which started on May the 10th? Is that still happening?
Sure. So Dave Stair started Vineyards to Villages about a year ago, and he was engaging many of the larger wineries in Sonoma County to give money to the water projects. But when we approached smaller wineries, it became pretty clear that they weren't going to be able to just fork over a lot of cash.
Right.
And so we worked with some of these wineries to develop this wine tour in which each of the wineries has designated one Vineyards to Villages wine, and half of the sales price of those wines go directly to fund. We have 20 schools in a few communities in Kenya that we work with that have no water whatsoever. So literally the children will bring whatever bucket of water from whatever source they got it from, pour it all together in the classroom, and that's what they drink from all day. And so these wineries really, really wanted to get involved, but they know that they have to do it in sort of a slow way, and they want to get the community involved in raising money as well. So slowly, as people buy these V2V wines, we're going to go school by school, and as Dave mentioned, we're going to be building water infrastructure for them so that they have clean water, and also building sanitation facilities. Most of these schools don't have any toilets or anything like that. And then also providing hygiene education for each of these schools one by one.
So what should the listeners do?
So if the listeners would like to get involved, we really encourage you to go visit these wineries. They are really passionate about helping this project. Most of the owners of these wineries will be going with Global Partners to Africa to check in on how everything's going. And so if the listeners like wine, they should head out and go to any of the 10 wineries that are participating. In Windsor, we have Dom Whitney Wines and Do A Me Winery. And then you head a little more north on 101. In Healdsburg, we have Merriam Vineyards, Christopher Creek Winery, Visley Vineyards, De La Montaña Winery, Williamson Wines, Holly Winery, Wilson Winery, and then a little farther north is Fritz Underground Winery.
Boy, those are some really sort of hard-to-find boutique wineries.
They are.
Many of them, aren't they?
They're all very small, family-owned and operated wineries, and they designated some of their best wines to this project, so definitely go check them out.
Interesting that we are now living in a place that is having its own problem with water.
And I think about that sometimes, but we still, even with our own drought issues, we shouldn't, but we can still take hour-long showers, you know?
That's right.
And when you're visiting these places, Dave and I were both in East Africa for most of February, and when you visit these places and you see just the level of poverty and how difficult it is, how much of their day is taken up by just a search for clean water.
So often in East Africa, the woman's duties is to fetch water. They'll walk 2 or 3 miles with a couple of jerry cans of water, get 5 gallons of water, and carry it back to their village. And that becomes a water source for that family for the day. And it's an occupation that both women and children do. And obviously, if you have 15 gallons of water, it doesn't give you an awful lot of water for washing. But it's better than nothing. And by providing a village with this new source of water, it eliminates this long trek through the jungle to get water and frees up more time for the kids to go to school, et cetera.
Thanks very much, you two, for coming in. And let's tell people once again that to find out more about the Vineyards to Villages wine tour that we've been talking about, a telephone number, 588-0550. Online, GPFD, Global Partners for Development, .org. And on that site, go to initiatives. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.